The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Down episode 310. I'm your host Tony Polanco, and tonight I am joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Brett Murdoch.
What up, people?
Adam Vale.
What up, everybody?
Brian Monjoma.
So, Riku, would you say that it is the work of an enemy stand?
Yes, I would say it is the work of an enemy stand.
And as you heard him right there, Mr. Riku's son won, the only one.
Hey, people, was good. Yo, next gen is now current gen. And current gen is now last gen. What's good?
What is good, Riku, man? So what are we here for today? What are we going to be talking about tonight on these throwdown streets, man?
On November the 12th? I have no clue.
That's
dude, it's been tough finding things to talk about this week.
Nothing. Actually, only two big things happened. That's what we're going to talk about tonight, man. We're going to be talking about the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X. And at its surprise, we're going to be doing a live unboxing of the Series X tonight. Man, it's going to be crazy right now.
Yo, man, who is unboxing it?
Brett. Brett got his Xbox, and he is going to unbox it for us in a fancy room of his, man. Hopefully his cat shows up and a dog, you know?
It's very likely. There will be boxes.
Yes. Oh, you already know. You already know. And on top of that, people, contest. Next Gen November is still going. We already had one contest winner last week. We're going to be giving away a free Next Gen game tonight to a lucky participant. We'll probably do that after the PlayStation segment, right before the Xbox unboxing. So hang out, stay tuned, and all that other good jazz, man. We got some stuff for you. And on top of it, I'm telling you, Throwdown is going crazy tonight, man. We're gonna give away some Xbox Game Pass, man, to one lucky winner.
What did you just show? Did you just show that code on there?
Maybe I did. They can't see it because it's all fucking white, you know.
Okay.
So a lucky winner. 14 days, buddy. Take it. Whatever you want, you know. So yeah, let's talk about PlayStation. But before that, man, we got to give a little bit of a sob story here, man. So everybody that wanted a PlayStation today got it, except for the guy who facilitated half the crew in here getting their next gen console. Carlos, man, what happened?
Ah, man. Where do I start? So it was the day before the pre-order date when the pre-orders actually went live. And I was one of the first ones to order it from Walmart. It's like, as soon as it went live, pre-ordered it from Walmart, I'm like, I'm good. We got it. And I'm like, okay. So I got the order from Walmart. I helped out a lot of people actually, because on Twitter, just giving people links and telling them, hey, yo, this shit went live, because, you know, it went on different tiers and stuff. So got it from Walmart, eventually got it from two orders from Amazon, and I gave those to Brett and Chris. And yeah, they they got their orders. I don't know where my order is. It says pending on Walmart. It says pending transaction or pending order. And no FedEx, no label has been created, no nothing, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, that sucks. It's like, yeah, you help half the crew here get their shit. By the way, you heard the PlayStation back there. It sucks that you didn't get yours, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah. So it's just trying to figure out, when the hell am I going to get this? Should I consider trying to, you know, look at the sites to see if I can, other different sites, if I can order a console, or, you know, do I wait it out? Is it going to take weeks? Is it going to take months? Who knows? Stay tuned.
Carlos, I know a guy who has like quite a few of them.
Man.
Oh, tried them.
That's a good one, Brian.
Yeah, man. That shit is crazy.
That dude needs to get arrested,
yeah,
by the
that,
way.
Yeah, that guy has like 15 dude. Fucking PlayStations, man. Fucking crazy.
Probably more than 15. He's got like 30. That shit's nuts.
That's just ridiculous. But anyway, yeah, we're going to be talking about the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X. Our hands-on impressions, first impressions. We just got our joint today, you know, except Carlos. Nice. He got his Xbox on Sunday, which is pretty dope. You can check out that review of ours, which is pretty cool, you know. We got a lot.
Sony saw our review and it's like, yeah, this motherfucker, he can't get a PS5.
Like, he can't get nothing, you know.
Like, this motherfucker.
You know,
I'm still convinced this is gonna like magically pop up with no shipping information because this whole thing's been a clusterfuck.
Shit is crazy.
Yeah, man. That's what I hope for today. It wasn't the case. We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into it, man. Let's talk about the PlayStation 5. And Riku, why don't you start us off, man? What has been your experience with it so far?
So my experience with the PlayStation 5, to be honest, I've just been messing around with the settings a shit ton. Obviously, you like everyone. Recommends, and I recommend it too. The first thing you need to play on your PlayStation 5 is that Astrobot Playroom.
Yes, yes.
We are definitely going to be... If you want to save that for later, we could definitely talk about that later, or I could talk about it now. But
yeah,
definitely fucks with Astrobot Playroom. Very wholesome game. But in regards to the setting, yeah, I've just been messing around with the settings, making sure everything that I usually have set up for a PlayStation device is good to go. Some of the things that I wanted PS4 to add, they added here with PS5, and I'm not entirely sure if any of this affects anyone here, because I other than like Brian, I don't really see you guys in like PlayStation party chats that often, and if you are, you probably are in a private one that I'm not aware of. But I would assume that Brian is probably the only person here that really uses PlayStation party chats. Like,
I do a lot of party chats, and I do SharePlay. Yeah, private.
Okay. And when you do it private, how many people do you usually have in your parties? Like, what, 3, 4?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, usually when I'm in party chats. It's
God damn it! I gotta repeat myself. I was muted the whole time. I was just saying that whenever I'm in a party chat, it's usually 4, maybe 5 tops, you know, but no more than that.
Okay.
All right, my bad. Go ahead.
I don't know. I guess I still heard you anyway.
No, but you anyway, did, but they didn't. The chat didn't.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Yeah. So, in regards to the party chats that I'm usually in, it is not. It is not a surprise if I'm in a party chat that can be 6, 7, 8, maybe 9, 10, 11, 12 people sometimes.
Wow.
You know, last gen got me used to that. You know, I'm used to like a fucking actual party, you know, but you know, certain times when I am playing certain games, if I'm trying to hear like a cutscene or whatnot, you know, I need that chat to shut the fuck up, you know? So I can hear that cutscene or whatever the fuck. On PS4, they had, you know, if you had a specific type of headset and it's connected via the optical, you probably had some sort of setting within the headset to adjust the game and chat audio, you know, to make it more game or make it more chat. But if you didn't have a headset that utilized optical, you most likely did not have the feature to chat mix, or if you did, it didn't work like fully. Like, you could still kind of hear the chat, or you can still kind of hear the game, even though you put that setting all the way to like one side or the other, and that was kind of annoying. And also, when you're in a party on PS4, there was no way to like mute all. There was no mute all button or any option. You literally have to like individually mute every single person. So it was just annoying when it came to, like I said, when you're in a party, cutscene starts, like, oh crap, I need the whole party to be quiet right now just for this like 1 minute cutscene or whatever. On PS5, when you're in a party, all you have to do is simply press square and it just mutes the entire party. I like that's good for someone like me. And also in regards to chat mix, it's like, instead of it being like 20% game and then like 80% chat, when you move it all the way to the right, it's more like now like 95.5, which is good. So they definitely adjusted a lot of things when it came to, party chats. So I like that. I'm still getting used to this UI. It's kind of weird. But I don't think it's bad. I mean, in regards to the they called it the game center, which is basically the quick menu. It's literally just the quick menu, but it's instead of it being vertically to the left side, it's just horizontally to the bottom. That's really the only difference. So, yeah, I could see myself getting used to a lot of the changes that they made. Nothing that really bothers me right now, other than I guess the fact that you can't really get your trophies that quickly. But it seems like everything that I have an issue with, something tells me in a later firmware update, it's most likely going to be changed. So, like, it's just a nitpick for right now.
Yeah, you know how it is with these firmwares. Like, by the end of the generations, it'll be a complete different thing, you know?
Yeah, I remember when we first got PS4, that UI was, like, it was cool, like, because obviously it was new, but there were, like, things, obviously, that were missing, and then, like, slowly but surely, every update, like, changed that. If there's one thing, like, I always made this joke, like, every time a new PlayStation comes out, it kind of, like, prestiges. And it, like, loses all of his shit, and it has to start from square one again. Kind of like, remember God of War 1 to 2? You start God of War 2, and you're literally the God of War. And then you drop to Hades, and you lose everything. And you got to start from square one.
That's like half of every video game sequel right there.
Yeah, it happened in God of War 3 as well. You're fighting Poseidon, and then you fucking lose all your shit. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it feels like PlayStation does that as well. Like, right now, one feature that I like that PlayStation 3 and even Vita had is being able to control config, like, all of your buttons with just going into, like, the PlayStation system settings. That's not here. And they're probably going to add that back, but I don't know why the fuck it's not here. Just certain little things like that, just, like, they removed it and it's probably going to come back.
Yeah. What do you think of the DualSense, though, man?
Hold on.
Oh, go ahead,
bro. And folders. They've disappeared again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they have against folders.
I remember in PS4, I really wanted folders, and then I got folders, and then I can't remember what happened with my. I think I had to re-download everything, and then I just didn't feel like setting up folders again. And then it, like, from that point on, it kind of became irrelevant to me. But folders is yet another thing where it's like it should be here, but it's not. But in regards to the way they have the UI set up now, like, I'm looking at, maybe I need to download more games, but it doesn't look like there's going to be a shit ton of stuff, like, all laid out to the...
No, there isn't. I know that for a fact because, like, it doesn't have every single game I have installed on there. It only has, like...
How many? Up to... Yeah, go ahead.
Like, I think, like, I have 11 games and apps all together in there, and it doesn't show all of them. It isn't at all.
Like, right now, I have like 10 things, 10 selections from, like, the main UI. And then, you know, obviously, if you want to see the rest of your shit, you go to your game library, which, you know, you're playing on a PS5. So, like, going through there isn't a pain. Everything loads up really fucking fast. So it's like, and obviously, if you're playing specific games, obviously, they're going to be the most recent games to your left anyway, you know?
Yeah.
So if you are shuffling through games, your most recent games are obviously going to be to the far left. But nonetheless, people that do want folders anyway, it's still not here. So, you know, I can understand your pain when it comes to a feature that you personally used and it's not here anymore. So there was a few for me for that.
There's a lot of issues with this fucking shit, man.
I am very interested in Adam. I want to hear your issues because I don't really have that much.
Yeah, because, like, the rest of us have been kind of, like, positive to neutral. Like,
you don't really use it like I do. So I have this 4 terabyte. No, this is what it is. It's true.
Oh, we're talking about. Yeah, okay. Now we're talking about storage. Right. Yeah.
It's a storage. Right. So I have the 4 terabyte and I have all these games on there. And right now, even earlier today, and then even now when I'm looking through it, it shows a list that says, oh, select the games that you want to move. Now, there's certain games I want on the hard drive just for speed, right? We saw that whole thing of the Division 2 and how fast that would load up. Well, that's not one of the game options that that it allows me to move. I can't move it. It doesn't even show it. Now, it shows that I have the game installed when I go into installed games external drive and I can play it, but it doesn't show an option to move it. And even when I press start on the game and you see manage and info, there is no option to move it. So I'm thinking, I guess I have to delete it and then re-download it, but then make sure that the external drive, because there's also a setting and that automatically turns on if you have an external drive connected, that it'll download any PS4 game directly to the external. Mm. And so I have to turn that off then, because I know that it can run off the hard drive, the SSD, because I saw a video showing you how fast it loads. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait, because that's one of my biggest games that I play, and it takes forever to load up at the beginning. And it's not even letting me select that. Also, Tony Hawk, that was a smaller game. I was like, you know what? Once I boot up, I said, let me try that. That's running off the external. Choppy as shit. I had to record a video because no one believes me. The video, everything's just acting all weird and the same thing. I was like, you know what? I'll just install it on SSD. That's not one of the games allowed to install on an SSD. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on, and do I just need to delete the game, then re-download it, and is it going to give me an issue and tell me no, I have to put it on the external? So those are the issues that I'm coming across that are very odd. I don't know why it's like that. And also, yeah, right, so you know when you press on start on a game and you'll see check for updates, right? Uh-huh. And my notifications, I got all these messages of, I guess it was scanning all the games and it was doing all the patches for the PS5, and some of them failed and said there was no space. I got plenty of space on the external and on the internal. So I was like, you know what? I'll free up some more. So I deleted some more shit. So now I got like 300 gigs of space on there. And it is, I mean, little games like Manhunt, for example, said it failed to get an update. So it's not like big titles. So I'm like, all right, so let me go into Manhunt. I press start. So that way you can get the menu. And usually there's check for updates. There's no check for updates for any of the games that are on the external drive. I don't know what to do. And then some of them I seen that said that they failed. When I, for example, the latest Star Wars game, whatever the fuck that one was called, when I clicked on start and I don't see the check for update, and I saw that it said the notification told me it failed, but I went down to game information and then it tells me last updated 11/12 complete. So I'm like, well, the game shows it's complete, but notification told me it failed. And then I was like, all right, well, maybe on a notification, when I click on it, maybe it'll give me an option to refresh. No, it wants to take me to the game to delete it. And I'm like, whatever. But when I go to play, there is some positive. I played one game. I played two, actually. Thanks to 2K hooking me up with Borderlands 3 today with that for the PS5. They heard about it, and they're like, yo, we're going to take this shit. I'm like, woo-wee. So that booted up really super fast. I loved it. I've been playing Valhalla on my PS4.
Nice, nice.
It's good. It looks good. Fucking looks like buttermilk on this shit. The draw distance. That was the whole thing. The draw distance. Because in one part where I'm at, I'm up on near a waterfall. I was climbing all the way to just exploring. And, you know, I'm looking and I see. I'm like, okay. You know, it looks like, you know, wintertime, right? There's a fog or whatever we call it, you know, fog of war. And anyway, so after I install this, I go and I put my save. And that's the other thing. I did come across some weird issue. But anyway, so when I go and I load up, fucking beautiful. I feel like I could see from my way. I was like, this is great. Everything just pops. You know, it's just the color palettes. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And it was fast. Everything loaded just boom. You're in and fast. I did get a little nervous with the save files because I was, you know, I'm accustomed to the Xbox where your save files are automatically dumped to the cloud. So when you load into another Xbox, your save files are there. That's it. You just start playing. You don't have to do anything. And I forgot that doesn't happen on the PlayStation system. Yes, it uploads to the cloud, but it doesn't sync. So when I went to go play Tony Hawk, for example, it was like, oh, let's set up your HDR settings. And I was, what the fuck? I was like, I did all that. So I had to go into the cloud and then select the save files that I want and download them locally to the console.
Oh, you still have to do that?
You still have to do that.
Yeah, I had it. It took me a long time. Adam, I don't actually know what, finish up, and then I got to ask somebody in the chat has a very important question for you. But just finish up your thing about saves.
Yeah, so then that's what you have to do. You have to make sure that, and I already unplugged it. And I was thinking about you actually when this happened. I was like, yo, I just talked to Tony. He told me he fucking factory reset his shit. Imagine that. Imagine doing that and not knowing if you had the saves uploaded on the cloud. That means
I already knew. That's why I did. I'm like, I know my shit's in the cloud. So I wasn't sweating.
Yeah, well, I knew my shit too, but I thought that it just would sync. And that once I logged in, that it would all be there. And it's not. You have to go into it and then just manually select the ones. Or you could download all of them. But I didn't. That's a bunch of old shit I don't play. So I just select the main ones that I play. I load like Valhalla and Tony Hawk. Except went back to Tony Hawk. Then it booted up. But I still saw that choppiness. The video, I couldn't understand that. And all right. Well, that's it. Those are the issues I've come across.
The question is, who... I'm sorry if I don't get your name. His name is Valhalla Outcast. He asks you, are you plugged into the high-speed USB in the back of the PlayStation?
The high-speed USB in the back of the PlayStation. I just used just the USB port that I felt in the back. I just went and plugged it in.
So you are plugged into the back then?
Yeah, I'm not plugged in. From what I understand, you can't plug into the front.
And you can't. I tried. It said it laughed at me. My PlayStation laughed at me. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
You can't do that. It has to be run through the back. So, and I mean, that's the thing. Once I did it, there was no issues with that. It saw it. It's all the games and everything is cool. It's just that when I went to the option to move, I found it odd because, I mean, after the show, go ahead, look it up. The Division 2 running on SSD, PS, and you'll see it. People are showing it. So it's like, fuck, now how come if I can't move it, that means that I have to download it. If that's the case, that means there's probably a lot of games that have to be done in that method also, where it's like you just got to uninstall it completely and then just make sure that the option to go for PS4 games to go to the external is turned off, or else it's going to constantly, even if you re-download, it's going to throw it on the external drive. It's not going to even put it on the SSD. And yeah, they're older games, but if you're something that you're still playing and it had a load issue, which Division had a load issue, that was forever, you know, you want to speed things up.
Yeah.
That's it. And themes are gone. Hopefully that comes back. I miss my themes. Themes are gone.
Yeah, there's no themes as well.
This is on a different podcast. I think this is the generation where we're not going to see themes come back.
Except for Xbox.
No, I mean, obviously.
Xbox got themes.
So then that means that there's only two consoles that don't have themes. The PS4 and the Switch. PS5 and Switch. Slow clap for Sony there for being so next gen that it doesn't have themes. Like, it's starting to sound like a damn iPhone. It's like, yeah, we give you all
the because the way this UI is set up, everything that you're on has a background behind it. So it's like, if you had a theme, where would you even see the theme when, like, literally everything you do?
Yeah, you wouldn't see it.
Yeah, every time you select the game, you see its own little background.
Yeah,
you see
even when you don't select the game, like, even with the PlayStation Store, like, right now, I'm hovered over the PlayStation Store, it shows a background of Miles Morales, and I'm sure they're you know, obviously going to update that anytime, like, anything's new on the PlayStation Store.
Over
Fortnite, over, you know, even, the Media Gallery has its own, like, custom... like little background with the waves. PlayStation Now has its own background. Like, everything has its own background. So it's like, I don't see where they could fit in a theme on with this like interface that they've created.
Like, so PlayStation 3 had something similar. I mean, this menu looks somewhat like a new version of the 3 menu, where they still, you know, where you would put on a game and then you'd see the little graphic that would show up, right? You know, it shows you a big wallpaper whenever the game would load up or you stick a disc in, but you still had your regular theme in the background. To be honest, it just sounds like they just went back to square one and then people are going to...
It's different enough. It's different enough to the point where... Because on the XMB, it's, you know, your main stuff that you were moving on your XMB was trophies, game, what else did it have on there? Music, settings. Like, a lot of those things aren't, like, the main selection things on PS5. Like, their trophies doesn't even have its own tab on here.
What? Really?
It doesn't. In order for you to go to your trophies, there's two ways. You can either go all the way to the top right and press X on your profile, and then there's the trophy selection right there, pressing the PS button, and then seeing your quick menu at the bottom where you see your icon down there, and then it's basically the same thing as the one at the top right.
Does it real sync now? Because remember before, you would see it pop, but it wasn't in your queue. You actually go into the tab and have it sync. Does it sync now?
I would have to get a trophy. I don't think it auto syncs. I think once you go inside there, you're gonna see it like syncing. But I don't remember it taking that long. Like less. Yeah, than
trophies 7 popped up. I didn't notice any sound though. So I don't know if I have to enable that.
Wait, did you turn off sound effects?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because on PS4, if you turned off ketones, it also turned off the trophy notification sound effect.
I have to check that because I need my trophy sounds, man.
You know they changed it. Like, it's no longer that ding sound.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. I definitely didn't hear because, again, I just saw the trophy drop. I'm like, where's the sound? I was like, because I'm expecting something new.
It has a different sound effect, and it's not as rewarding.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's not that little
it really is like a factory reset at the beginning of a generation, you know?
Everyone's like, yeah, I remember I saw Jack move online. He's like, they need to change it. A lot of people are like, they can it back.
Yo, real, people bitch. Yeah, Pete, real quick, Valhalla Outcast, that's the point that was made earlier. New consoles, they strip every feature so they can add them slowly as new features. No themes when we got PS3 or PS4. Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, that you sound like EA Sport games. They do the same fucking shit. They'll rip things
out I will,
and then the next gen. Like, oh, look, we did it. We added it back by popular demand.
I will be surprised if they find, like, the only way I can see themes making a return is if the only thing themes change are how your icon, you know, the actual icons are stylized. Yeah, are stylized. You know, they could change how they look, but like in regards to, like, to your background, there's barely a way around that.
Hey, Riku, hold on. Let's see how well you know me. How important are themes to me, you think?
Nigga, that don't mean shit to you.
Yeah. Dude, I didn't think I used my first theme until last year.
I tell you
year.
What, I fucking love themes. I bought a decent amount of themes on PS3.
Yeah, my problem with themes is they always look wrong, and I always turn the music off. It's just so fucking distracting, you know?
The Modern Warfare theme was fucking awesome. And
dude, those custom... I love those themes.
Yeah, dynamic themes.
Those themes that the community made, and like threw up on PlayStation so that they can... You can support like a specific person. Those guys made really good themes. I had a shit ton of like space and galaxy themes on PS4. I'm not saying that I won't miss them. I definitely will. I'm just saying in regards to this, the way they have it set up now, I don't think that I'm going to miss them as much.
So Rico, I guess they weren't making money because I mean they always avatars, and you would think if they were making money, because that's the same thing we saw with the Switch. The Switch had themes. The 3DS did, and when the Switch came out, no themes, and still what, 2-3 years almost later, still no themes.
That is definitely something that they are taking a hit on.
They also did? They also hid themes too. Like, they hid the themes tab. You had to go into, like, add-ons or some shit to find it. Remember on PS3, it used to just be right there. You see themes dynamic themes.
I mean, not really. I mean, themes
you're
talking about additional themes, right?
No, if you go on to there's no specific themes place. Like, in other words, on the main row on the left side, you don't see that. Right. You have to go into, like, add-ons or something to find it.
I don't think that's true.
We're not talking about activating them. Activating them, yeah, you got to go into the menu.
Oh, you mean the store?
But on the store, I'm talking about. It's not easy to find.
I would just find them from the game itself. So if there's a certain game I'm playing, it would say there's a theme available for in like Wildlands.
I didn't think anyone access their themes that way. I thought everyone just went to settings, hit themes, and then hit more, and then it would take you to that section.
The way I would get them is I would go to the game and to the PlayStation store. It's like, does it have a theme? It has a theme. Download. That's how I usually get them.
Yeah, but they'll say that. Like, it'll show you all the different, when you go in that little card menu, it would tell you if there's a theme on there. But no, I would go through the store because I didn't use that that other way. So to get to that area of the store, you had to go through a lot of hoops because in the main PlayStation store, you don't see it listed like it was on the old 3 menu. Or I would go on to the website.
Yeah. Moderators, do your thing with this asshole right here. Thank you.
There's an important question.
Philly
Fred, so how is the vibrator?
Yeah, let's talk about Let's talk about the good vibrations of the DualSense, man. Okay, so I finally got to play the PlayStation because the whole day, I'll give you my experiences. Adam did his, right? So I got the PlayStation around like 2 o'clock-ish or 1 o'clock. I don't remember. It was early, right? And instant I got it, I called up Manny. I'm like, yo, unboxing. Let's fucking go. So we will have the unboxing video up for you guys tomorrow morning in the AM. We're going to have it to you in the AM. Wait for that. Really good video. We did a whole unboxing. So, and then I spent the rest of the time downloading shit. I downloaded a couple of games. Not by couple, I mean a lot of games. I'll just list some of them. I got Godfall for a review, Pathless for a review, and since I already had the code, I downloaded Valhalla, right, for PS4, but then I got the upgrade for it for the PS5 version. Then I got, I didn't get it. Astros comes with the fucking system. Demon Soul.
You can
Soul.
Delete it, by the way. It's what 10 happened? Gigs. And you can delete it, by the way. It's 10 gigs.
Okay. So. That would be weird if you couldn't delete it. It's a fucking game, you know?
No, some people were scared that you couldn't delete it because you couldn't delete what's the one that PS4 came with?
Playroom.
I think it was just called Playroom.
Oh.
That's where Astrobot as a character debuted in. It was like the little camera.
That's why guy. I like talking to you, Riku. I didn't even know PlayStation had a free game in it. Like, okay, really?
Yeah, it wasn't really a free game. It was just the demo to run the camera with.
Oh.
Yeah, but it had little mini games in it. Like, you could
play it had mini games in it.
No idea. Yeah. Demon's Souls, both of the Spider-Man games. So I just stacked all of them together. So that took a while to download, you know? And then after that, I was like, okay, let me fuck around with my external, right? Plugged it in. Actually, I first tried to plug it into the front. And it was like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Put that shit in the back. Yeah. You know? They laughed at me. It's like, motherfucking bitch. You know? So, and then I started, and then it instantly started updating all those games. You know? That was a pretty seamless process. Then I was like, hey, let me try out Monster Hunter. See how this shit looks, right? And then it was like, would you like to create a new save file? I'm like, why the fuck would I want to create a new save file? Man, I already got my shit. Oh, wait, I don't have my shit in here. Had to go into the cloud. Download all my shit, you know? So then I finally got to play some Astrobot. I was like, that's the first game I want to play because I know it's not because of the game. It's because of it's basically a tech demo, right? Because of this baby right here. Bro, holy fucking shit.
Probably the best tech demo I've fucking ever played.
Okay, like all the things I've heard about this controller were not exaggerated at all. No. There are like 50 million types of vibrations in this shit, and they're all very distinct. Like there's this one part where you turn Astrobot into like a rolling ball, and you got to go through mud. You feel the fucking mud. You know, it's like you feel the resistance. I got to like a bow area where I had to like, you know, shoot a bow and arrow. Like you felt the resistance. Actually, I'm getting ahead of myself. During the tutorial, they're like, press down the L2 button, right? So I'm pressing the shit, right? And I'm like, okay, nothing's happening. And then I was like, let me try something. And I squeezed the fuck out of it. Then it activated. I'm like, oh, shit. And you actually felt the trigger resisting you. You know, like, this is fucking crazy, you know? I will say this, though, and I told this to Brian before the show, right? Obviously, with Astrobot, they need to go completely insane with these features, like put them in your face. But I want these features to be incorporated in a game in a more subtle way, because obviously this one, you have to do it all over the top and crazy. You gotta shake the controller and blow into it and all this other crazy shit. That's cool, but I want more subtle implementations of it. But I was impressed, man. And I told Riku this before the show, right? I think I used the touchpad in the last hour that I have for the entire life of the PlayStation 4. Like, Astrobot is crazy, man. And I got to this one part, the wind was blowing, it was fucking raining, hailing. I'm like, and you feel all the drops of fucking rain. I'm like, how are you even doing this? Some fucking voodoo shit, you know? So, yeah, this thing.
Did you plug a headset into it yet?
I did not, because I want to get the fucking the Pulse headset, but it's all sold out, you know?
Works the 3D audio works with normal headphones. You should try it out.
I should then. Adam, I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of the other things that a lot of the reviewers don't talk about, one of the other reasons the controller is cool is because the music, the speakers that sound. So the speaker sound complements the vibration. So they all kind of work well with each other, you know, like, and it actually has variances too. Like some is more trebly, some is more bassy and shit. Like if you remember the speaker on the PS4 controller, DualShock 4, it was kind of ass. Annoying.
Oh, yeah. It was a cheap ass fucking like.
Yeah, this off. Shit sounds good. Like I'm like, oh, there's actually kind of music coming out of it sometimes. It's fucking crazy. I was really impressed. You know,
got an update. So I kept refreshing my game list. I backed out because I looked up online. Some people said they said the same thing. So I'm refreshing. Division 2 popped up and Tony Hawk. So I'm moving it now to the SSD.
Nice, man.
Some weird. It's new.
My Division 2 updated for me just fine. I didn't get to play it, but it updated for me just fine. You know, for on my external, because that's where I have it. I have my external. You know.
Yeah. No. It'll get the update, but it's not going to get that SSD speed boost. And that's what I saw, that boot. Remember, you know, when you play
Division, I have my joint. As a matter of fact, I'll show it on air for you guys who don't know. This is from Seagate, and it's a 2 terabyte. It's a hybrid, though. It's not like a SSD. Yeah. It's a hybrid. No, yeah.
All the games are going to get those updates, but in order to get that SSD speed just from the quick set on, you have to move it onto the
SSD. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what that's what I wanted, because, man, when I saw that Division, because, you know, when we go to play, you see that long wait, it'll be like 5 to 50, then 90, not forever. I was like, shit. And then I saw that video was like maybe 10 seconds, like, whoop, and nice. I was like, that's it. I need that. I need sold that. That's it.
That's awesome, man. But yeah,
let me say a little bit about Astrobot Playing Room, because
go ahead, man. Go ahead. I think I said my piece on, but I was impressed, man.
One of the little things that I liked in regards to vibration that I saw was, man, when I was walking on like glass surface, it felt like he was like walking on glass surface. Another surface that I walked, you mentioned mud. I was walking on snow, and the controller vibrated in like this crunchy sensation. Like I was literally crunching through the snow. And I was like, what the fuck, yo, this is crazy. I like this. You notice,
like, that the bumpers remind me of the PS3 bumpers?
I do like the shoulder buttons on here.
Yeah, they're really good. Yeah.
It feels nice. That's it. Once I touched it, I was like, oh, wow, it feels like the PS3.
But I don't know, for some reason, that crunching, that crunching vibration that they replicated, it felt so fucking authentic.
I haven't done the snow yet. That sounds crazy, dude. Like, and I don't know if you had this. Oh, go ahead, Manny. What are you gonna say?
From what I've heard about, heard in some of the interviews, they said it's like a combination of the speaker and the vibrations inside of the actual controller that's kind of causing that sort of stuff. So
yeah, that's what it is.
It's that's how it's. It's sort of weirdly working. It's interesting.
Well, it's
yo, by the way, you guys see the question that says, does the controller get hot or cold? Go ahead, Brett.
It's haptic feedback. I'm pretty sure the way that it works, if it's anything like the haptic feedback they were designing for VR a little while ago, what it does is it sends patterns of vibration from different sources, and essentially certain patterns kind of nullify other ones, almost like sound waves. So you have the ability to project two patterns, and where they intersect, that's where you'll feel the vibration. So it allows it to do pinpoint vibrations by vibrating the things around it, so that, you know, you could feel something like they have the, you know, haptic vests and whatnot. So like you can feel a bullet just in the sternum. It's not going to radiate outwards somehow. So
another thing that I liked in Astrobot is, even though this is a tech demo and they're here to like introduce the cool things about the DualSense, it definitely is a welcome to it's a welcome slash reward to people that have knowledge on PlayStation games and history, because a lot of the collectibles that you get in this game. No, not a lot.
Yeah,
all of the collectibles that you get in this game.
Wait, which game?
No, hold on. No, just real quick. Riku, I'm laughing because I literally tweet out everything. Okay, Riku, there's a difference. Like, you know how you talk a lot and shit? I do it in one sentence. I just said Astrobots is a love letter to PlayStation. That's exactly what you just said. That's the total.
Yeah.
Finally, some fan service.
Yeah.
Like, the artifacts that you find in Astrobot Playroom are all, like, PlayStation and Sony-related devices. Like, you pick up an artifact, it's a, you know, the one that I picked, it was a straight-up 6-axis controller. It literally said, it's like, oh, yeah, this is the fucking original PlayStation 3 controller. You know, and these are the things that you're collecting. They had the Pocket Station as one of the things.
Nice.
A PlayStation portable camera.
The PlayStation mouse.
Yeah, like, they had all of them in there. And, like, if you, you know, are knowledgeable on, like, PlayStation devices and accessories and even characters. Like I was swimming on the beach and then I saw two little Astrobots on a boat. And I was like, what the fuck? I swam over there and then I, you know, hopped on the boat with them and I punched them a little bit and I was like, wait a second. I looked at it closer and it was a Kratos bot and Atreus.
Yay.
I was like, it was a little Kratos Astrobot in on the boat. And then another section I was going through like a tunnel or whatever. And I saw like a box. And I was like, what the fuck? And on the box it said solid state. I was like, oh, that's cool. I punched a box. And then you hear the Metal Gear Solid sound effect. And there was a fucking Astrobot in there. And he was like dressed as a Solid Snake. And he was a rank. And he had a little pistol and whatnot. I was like, oh, wow. They even have like little PlayStation characters dressed up as the Astrobots all over the fucking level.
I posted a picture of me dancing with a Crash Bandicoot.
You know, I didn't see it. I'm a fond of Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, Crash Bandicoot. Cool. He's in like the first kind of jungle area and stuff. Oh, you know, I remember the last section of this one level, like it was a bunch of CRT monitors with the PlayStation 1 logo, but behind it you saw the XMB kind of swirling mist type of thing. I'm like, yeah, this is fucking dope. They even have the PSVR plug-in, like, because you need to plug the PSVR into this one thing, then plug that thing into the PlayStation. They even have that little fucking thing in there. It's crazy.
Yeah, I remember I was trying to find I put my controller down for a little second. I had to do something, but I had Astrobot playing in the background, and then I came back, and he was just chilling on his butt playing a PS Vita. Please, I was like, what the hell?
That's right, you know.
I was like, are you playing a Vita? And then he put the Vita away and stood up and pulled out a fucking PlayStation VR and put it on his head and started fucking around with that. I was like, wow. There's a lot of stuff. Like I said, this is the best like tech demo I've ever fucking played.
Yeah, this controller right here, man. This shit is crazy.
What do you guys think of the stand?
Oh yeah. Well, hey, there was a good. It was. I liked the mini series better, you know, than the movie.
I like the stands in JoJo's when they came in Part 3.
Yeah, let's talk about the stand a little bit because I want to get Brett's thoughts on PlayStation. What you experienced so far?
It just feels doesn't feel.
Not you. You're not Brett, motherfucker.
I thought you said you were going to talk about the stand.
No, we're going to talk about the stand a little bit later. We'll talk about the stand a little bit later. You know, Stephen King. Oh, there's the cats. There's the cats. Fucking Brett's surrounded right now.
Boom. Cat, dog. Okay, so I really haven't had much time with mine to be completely. Whoa!
Damn!
Get fucked down!
You guys,
that was new.
You know, for you guys hearing it, Brett's cat literally just jumped up on top of the fucking mantle, the fireplace. Damn.
He just figured out he could do that, by the way, Brett.
Yeah, that's dangerous knowledge to have.
Yeah.
Oh, now the other one's looking up there, Brett. You better be careful.
Yeah, like, no. Let's cut this shit out right now.
He's looking like, yo, hold on. He did that shit. I'm going to try it too, motherfucker.
Next gen cats,
man.
Yeah. They got an update.
You know.
Okay. So I haven't had a whole lot of time to play with mine. Mostly because it took fucking forever to set up.
Yeah. Tell us about the setup process, man.
It's at first, like, it's kind of the normal setup process, but it goes through so many other fucking steps. It just feels like it takes forever. And I accidentally said that the woman who was talking, doing audio enhancement, could, like, they're like, do you want her to keep talking? I'm like, okay, sure, yeah, like, you're gonna just shout out, you know, the basics while I'm running through this. Cool. No, that thing read every fucking letter on every goddamn page, which just made it feel like even more of an eternity. But yeah, by the time you get it set up, you get the data transfer, you get logged on, which I always forget my goddamn password, so then I have to fucking log on to Sony.
Come on,
figure out where it is. I got too many passwords, man.
No, dude, they look at the caddy. Now he's like, damn, he's everywhere tonight. Brett, they made it easy. You could just do it like a QR scan, man. I did that shit real quick with the PlayStation app, you know?
Yeah, but I forgot my password.
No, you don't need a password. That's the beautiful part.
No, what are you saying? No, you need a password for the phone, though.
Oh, gotcha.
Gotcha. You couldn't even use the app.
Gotcha.
So, and yeah, like you got it. And the one, you know, big drawback of having a digital or a diskless system like I did is, you know, and I probably still would have done this anyway, but downloading, man, like it was an entire day of, you know, well, not for me. By the time it finally got done, it was like an hour or two of downloading to get, you know, Godfall and Demon's Souls on there. So that wasn't too bad, but yeah, I got it at like five. Yeah.
How were the speeds, the download speeds?
Noticeably quicker than the PS4, but not pushing the limits of my bandwidth at all.
Nope, he's right.
No, there's a cap. There's a limit. We talked about.
There's a cap again.
They do a data cap, so it's only so fast to go.
Yeah, no, that's what it is.
It's faster than the PS4s, but it's not. It's still going to throttle you.
Yeah. So yeah, I got it. I opened it. I'll be honest. I had some real thoughts opening it because I guess I just care. Like, to me, opening a system is a celebration. It's a ritual. For those of you that don't know, I smell my consoles when I open them because it smells like fucking childhood. Like, every time you've ever opened a console, it's been a good day. When you smell that console cardboard glue kind of fucking smell waft out, it takes you back every fucking time. It's fantastic. So I'm actually... What's that? Yeah. And it's so to me, it's a big thing. So how you present your product when you first present it is kind of important. And opening it was weird, man. Like, you open the top and then you pull the top out and you put it on its side. You pull like you're birthing a calf or something like that. and then you take it out and you have to put it in your arms and unswaddle the thing like a newborn fucking baby. I was like, this is just weird. I don't feel like
I saw the packaging in front of that Xbox Series X. That shit was clean as fuck.
I don't know.
Brett, you will know in about half an hour, though.
Yeah, you will. I'm just saying you're in for a treat because Microsoft was like, man. Yeah,
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it for Brett, though. Keep going.
I'm going to say it's premium.
Yeah.
Premium.
Nice. Taking it out, like I said, like the whole process is probably like birthing an animal or something like that.
He's so right.
It's bigger than I thought. I knew it was going to be big, but it's still somehow bigger than I thought. It's almost like comical joke size. Like if somebody got you a joke PlayStation because you're really into PlayStation, that was the size you expected to be. It's like the giant
shape of it, the curves. It's like, what?
Dude,
this big thing and a curvy.
It feels like it's as big as my torso.
Dude, what fucking art student designed this thing? It has to sit on its stand because it's got these weird curvy lines, like. And not in an aesthetically pleasing, like, Porsche kind of way, and, like, the paper is bent, because something got squashed kind of way. It's just weird. None of the angles match up.
It's like a twisted book. Like, if you took a book and you twisted it and it stayed that way.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of unnerving, and I don't like it.
Like, I wonder if they did the manufacturing, they said, all right, let's save the product. They see it like, what the fuck, you broke? What are we going to do? Well, we got these stands. We can package the stands with it. We'll fix this shit. We won't have to redo all of this. Just put the stands in. All right, fine.
Well, to me, it's like, not a professional by any means, but somebody who's had their hands and guts with computers, enough. I'm just sitting here wondering what the fuck the interior does. I should go back and look at the breakdown, but I'm like, the space that you guys are putting in this, like, you are not using every inch of this space efficiently. You're going to have weird gas or you're going to circulate air in ways that you haven't even thought of yet. It just seems unnecessary and weird for something so honestly unappealing. Like, I just put the thing behind my TV. I don't want to look at it. It's not a pretty console. When it lights up blue, that's kind of cool. But, it has to do that to look dope. So, plus, like I said, like the weird uneven, like, I'm all about, like, I love organic stuff. Like, Escher or Geiger could totally design a crazy organic system, but this doesn't feel organic. It just feels lopsided. And I get just such a strong impression, like, when somebody's like, oh, they're building a new statue down on blah, 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 and you go and it's just two weird squares leaning against each other, and you're like, fuck, great, now we have culture.
Yeah, no, Brett, real quick, though, about that, I have it on my little stand here. Everything's perfectly vertical. I feel like this thing's about to topple over because it just looks weird. Like, because think about it. Everything around it is perfectly straight, and then this thing's all weirdly curved. So it's like, is this thing about to fall over? It just looks lopsided, you know? So I totally feel you on that,
I didn't get any of that. I guess I'm alone on that.
No. So when Brett's like, okay, I'm not fucking crazy. I'm like, this shit, again, it's not going anywhere. I feel like it's about to topple over just because of the weird fucking angles, you know?
Or anybody here, when you plug in, I noticed, I had on the stand, and I had to get the cable to the USB cable, and once I went to plug it in, it's like the console slid back on the stand. There's That got me nervous. I'm like, what the fuck? Because the PS4, I had a little back thing, and you couldn't do that. I was like, fuck, I almost, what if I just jabbed it in? The whole shit would have fell.
You gotta be careful, Brett.
I didn't fuck with the stand.
Yeah, that's
so I still have a stand
flimsy,
on it.
Flimsy, man. I don't know. Anyway,
you put the stand on, Riku?
Nope.
Riku doesn't care, man.
But he's fucking Revel. Yeah.
Like I said, I tested it when, before you guys joined the chat. I was wondering, is it wobbly? And I gave it a little like nudge to the left and the right. It didn't feel wobbly at all. Like it feels like I really have to put some force into like knocking it over.
I don't think it is wobbly. It just looks wobbly. Here's kind of where I drew the line. As I was opening up and assembling it, I put it on upside down. Looked at it for a moment and went, something doesn't look right. And then had to be like, oh, okay, I think it goes this way. Like, if your design is that obtuse, then it's a bad design, in my opinion. Like, I shouldn't wonder which direction.
You're not the only one, right?
Yeah, no, you're not the only one.
Let me talk about something that I did find that was actually kind of irked. Has anyone here actually put a disc in their PlayStation 5 yet?
No.
Don't have a drive. It's all digital.
I can't.
I have a drive. There's no point, you know? The only reason I have this one is because it was available.
Which one do you have, Brett?
I don't have a drive.
I did.
Chris, and Tony are the only ones that have the disc version.
And remember, I wanted the other version, but this was the only one available, you know?
So wait, Chris, you said you did put a disc in your PS5?
Yeah, I have Demon's Souls on disc.
How did it sound?
It whirs really fast. it spins up. It sounds like a turbine starting up. Like
my point is putting a disc in your PlayStation 5. That shit is not quiet, bro.
Yeah,
it's actually making a more than ideal amount of noise.
Well, that's after. Is it after it rips the content to the drive? Because it's supposed to just check for the CD key and then stop spinning.
While I'm on Throwdown right now, I'm playing Demon's Souls. Every so often, I'll hear
you the bastard,
whirr, and it just spins up. I don't know why, it just does.
It's like it's double checking. Like, you have a license? Is it?
Yeah, it's like it's, yeah. And I found that really weird. And the only reason I even tried it was because, firstly, I didn't move all of my shit over because I'm like, bro, you know me. I'm playing one game at a time, beat it and delete it type of thing, and I have Cold Steel 4 downloaded, but I also had it the physical. So I was like, oh, instead of re-downloading, firstly, in regards to like moving content over, I actually did try to move all of my content. I checked how much was on my how much I was using on my PS4, and it was like what, like 575 gigs I was using. I'm like, oh, okay, well, don't we get like 620s, whatever? I should be able to move everything over, right? I hooked in the Ethernet cables, and I just got a straight up error. It was like, nope, we can't move anything over because we don't even know that you have a PlayStation 4 connected. I was like, really? Well, I mean, it's not like I was trying to play all of the shit that I wanted to move over anyway. I only play one thing at a time, so I said, fuck it. I skipped that step, and I was just like, I'm gonna just take the disc version that I have.
Did it work for you?
Did you check if it was on Wi-Fi?
Huh?
Or do you have wired?
The pop up that it said was your PS5 and PS4 need to be on the same
network
for it to work, and I was like, okay. So I tried that, right? I had the PS5 Ethernet connected, and I had the PS4 Wi-Fi connected, but they were on the same thing, and I couldn't find it. I was like, okay, well, I mean, I don't necessarily need a fucking connection to connected Ethernet, right?
I mean, you could have just taken two Ethernet cables and clicked it that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
An Ethernet from one PlayStation to another, not having the router in.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I did as my second method when they say they couldn't find it across the network. I was like, okay, I'm gonna just take one Ethernet, put it in the PS5, and the other side, and put it in the PS4. Still couldn't find it, and then it gave me an error. I was like, okay, you know what? Fuck it. Like I said, I don't need to move all of this shit over anyway because I'm only playing one game at a time. So I was like, "All right,
same problem."
Okay, there you go. I'm not alone. Point is,
that's weird. I mine started and then just stalled out.
Yeah, I was like, "All right, I don't care for that right now." So I was like, instead of me downloading Cold Steel 4, let me just put in this disc and let it install that way. I'm sure it'll be a lot faster than me downloading it. And that's when I heard, the disc drive, and I was like, "Holy shit!" That's a lot louder than I thought, a next-gen console would be. Holy fuck.
And then I just honestly, I took the disc out, I put it back in the case, I deleted whatever the fuck it installed from the disc, and then I just downloaded from the PlayStation Store again. Yeah, I was like,
damn.
I'm gonna just use this. Brent. I'm gonna use this disc drive for that those small opportunities where I find like a sale on a game on Amazon, or if I get a game early. That's what I bought this disc version for. Other than that, all of my games are going to be downloaded.
Question, Brett. You said that you were doing the transfer and then the thing stalled out. What did you do afterwards? Like, did you just like unplug it, or did you just let it just finish out?
Well, I was going through the local network. Both PlayStations were plugged into an Ethernet cable on the same network. It started, and then it just kind of dropped out and jumped to 15 hours and then just
holy fuck
stopped. Like, it wasn't counting. Mm-hmm. And this wasn't even like my whole library. This was like three games or whatnot. So less than 100 gigs. So yeah, it did that. And then the PlayStation downstairs, basically, the PS4 Pro basically, froze up and wouldn't do anything but try to transfer the file until I canceled and deleted it from the menu, which is very hard to find in the PS5. So I figure I'll try it again soon, but mm-hmm. I'm kind of with Riku on it, beat and delete it kind of thing, and I've got Godfall and Dark Souls as of
now. Yeah, I was like, I'm going to just download the shit that I know I'm going to be playing right now and fuck everything else until later.
Yeah. I'll deal with it later.
And you should definitely have enough space to, like, get those few games.
Like, I'm gonna be taking a break anyway. Like, everybody has their kind of go-to game that they go to, and I was just playing Fallout 76 to kind of pass the time, get some materials, because they're letting you build an actual vault soon. So by the time I go back, I'll have new content. But then I got Godfall as kind of the new, just, you know, fuck around, kill time game, and I got Souls because.
Souls.
I'll tell you what, I was surprised that Cole Steel 4 actually looks better on here than on my PS4. I wasn't expecting that.
Because it's a shell shaded game, Riku?
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, Brett, the reason why I asked that is, you know, the guy called ACG, he was doing like a transfer, and his froze as well. And what he did is that he just unplugged the whole thing and then plugged it back in. So then people have been saying that if you do that, then there may be potential issues with the hard drive in the future.
You corrupt the SSD, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I just wanted to make sure that you were like aware of that, just in case.
Oh, what, unplug the PS5 and plug it back in?
Yeah, when it froze.
Yeah, no, I didn't do that.
Right now, I feel I am very suspect with everything that has to do with storage relation. For this gen, or at least I'm gonna just talk about, you know, in regards to PlayStation 5 right now, since that's what I have. Xbox, everything could be perfect over there in the world of Xbox in regards to this. I'm just talking about for PlayStation right now. I am suspect of everything external, transferring your data, like all of that shit. I'm just going to just leave all of that shit alone until they got all of those. Because it seems like, you know how they say, you know, the first adopters, they're the ones that got to deal with whatever issues the console has to come with. I feel like a majority, if not all of them, have to do with something storage related. So I'm just going to leave all that shit alone. Shit. If there's a game I want to get, I'm just going to re-download it that way. Get it from the PlayStation Plus, save it, all that shit. I'm just going to do it that way. Because it seems like everyone that's having issues right now has something to do with storage.
I had an issue. I did unplug my PS5 because it completely froze. I tried out Disney Plus and I was watching Thor Ragnarok. 15 minutes in, the video froze, and I couldn't reboot the system. I couldn't turn it off. It just completely locked up.
That's
so
weird.
I unplugged it and plugged it back in.
That should be fun, because that was a video that was streaming, as opposed to doing the data transfer. They're saying that the data gets stuck somewhere on the hard drive itself, the SSD, and it doesn't know what to do, and then that's what causes the corruption.
Yeah, interesting.
I am definitely.
I was just going to agree with you on one thing. I agree. Fucking storage is going to be the issue for this gen. If anything, just for the price of how expensive it is to expand that storage. Fucking $200 for 1 terabyte. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, it's not just price. Like, if your PS5 has defective storage, you have to replace the whole unit.
Yeah, storage is definitely something that's going to be spooky when it comes to this gen in, like, all categories. So people, watch out, man. Like, if you needed a recommendation from Riku-san 1, I say, honestly, man, I hope you don't have a fucking data cap or anything like that, because I recommend you just, like, find those main games that you play and re-download them. I wouldn't recommend, like, transferring shit through Ethernet at this juncture.
Damn.
Well, the weird thing also, can you talk about transfer, is that they don't have, well, at least not now, at launch, you can't transfer PS5 games to an external just to back it up. You have to delete it completely.
Yeah, see, all of that shit, I would leave all of that shit alone for right now.
So
let them do their firmwares, let them fix all of those kinks out. I wouldn't recommend jeopardizing your, you know, hard-earned money in these fucking $500 consoles just so you can, like, move the games that you're not gonna play in a location that you're not gonna play them for right now. I wouldn't jeopardize all of that right now. Just I wouldn't do it, people. Just download your games.
Don't do it.
I wouldn't do it, man. I feel like I said, I feel sorry for the people that have data caps, because they're the ones that are gonna get they're gonna hurt the most.
Well, if they were smart, they have all their games on the external, and then they just unplug that and plug it into a PS5 and then transferred whatever they need. That way they don't have to re-download everything. I just hate downloading shit again. That's the whole reason why. And then, you know, storage for the standard ones, actually, it's cheap. You know, 4 terabytes cost me like $100-something. It's cheap.
Yeah, so even when it comes to like externals, I've been hearing people with small issues in regards to, like you were saying earlier, in regards to you having certain games on externals and you checking for, like, the updates here and there, like, even just those type of things, just, like, it's not perfect right now. And obviously, you this is what you should expect fucking day one on a console, but still. It's like...
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's got to be something with the UI, because that wasn't an issue on PS4. PS4, I could see all that stuff, and it was still on external. It's just things that they probably oversight, you know, because they were like, over at the Coalition, Richard Bailey, he had this
console. Oh, yes.
Someone. Yeah, and they said a lot of the features are not there. So he was just reviewing playing a unfinished build, pretty much, when it comes to the OS. So they're still building on this. So, like you guys said earlier, like, give it like 2-3 months, we'll probably see a completely different interface.
Yeah, by the way,
I don't think we're going to be a completely different interface, but
yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah, by the way, real quick, but to make it, he asked, like, have you guys played any games and had fun? Dude, 10 minutes ago, we were talking about how much fun we had with Astrobot, man.
Astrobot is fucking litty, guy.
We literally spent like 15 minutes talking about how awesome the game is.
I wanted to talk a little more about Astrobot, goddamn.
Yeah, you know, but we
I know, I mean, yeah, we're here to talk about the entire console and all of that stuff. Yeah, you missed
Astrobot. Go through everything, man. Listen, you know, we're all hardcore enthusiasts. We nitpick. That's what we do, you know?
Yeah, you're paying $500 for this shit. You got a nitpick at this point.
I'm looking at my shit right now. I was like, you better not fall over, you motherfucker, man.
Like, you know what else I didn't notice? And it hasn't happened, but I think you, Tony, you said you got a trophy. What color was the box? Was it black or white?
Well, I got to be black, though, man.
It was gray.
Exactly. You could switch it, because I remember on
the PS4. I didn't know you could do that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, remember, that came later, though. You couldn't.
That came later. They removed that shit from this one. I was like, yo, I want to switch it back. I was like, no, you can't.
But it wasn't black or white. Everything on the interface right now is like a dark gray.
All right.
Yeah, everything's dark gray. So I don't know if
I didn't get any trophy sounds. That's very important to me, man.
I switched it to high contrast because I like it when it's dark and it pops. And I wonder if it changed the notifications. I'll have to wait to see if something pops now that I did that, just to see.
Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, everything's dark gray.
Yeah.
Everything's dark gray.
All right, any other thoughts on the PlayStation 5? Because I want to get to this unboxing and giveaway. Dun, dun, dun. We got 36 eager people waiting, man. Any last thoughts? My last thoughts is I like it. I'm happy with the PlayStation 5. I'm very happy with my purchase. I'm looking forward to playing it some more, you know, really putting it through space. Like, I only got to play an hour because I spent the whole day downloading shit, you know. But that's just what happens with new consoles, you know. I remember when I got the PS4, like, downloading shit all fucking day, you know.
Yeah, even with, like, new computers and shit.
Yeah, it's the same thing, so no biggie, but I'm very happy with it. Again, go check out my unboxing video. For you guys listening later, check out the unboxing video. If you guys watching it live, no unboxing video yet, but you guys listening later, unboxing video is there. Me and Manny did it. It was dope. You know, also got other unboxings. We unboxed the DualShock, right? I mean, DualSense, excuse me. The Shock Blue, this Xbox. And we're going to unbox the Series X in a bit, but let's give away some games, man. Manny, pull up that Wheel of Misfortune or whatever the hell we're calling it.
Wheel of Morality.
Yeah, hold on.
I called it the Wheel of Prizes, but in Spanish.
No, la rueda de precio, de premio. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, the Wheel of Premio.
Yeah. Riku, need to come up with a name for this shit. You came up with throw on your questions, so you got to come up with a name.
Man,
for
just call that shit the throw wheel, man.
The throw wheel?
The throw wheel. Okay, let's start up the virtual camera here.
Turn. All right, man. All
right.
So,
loading.
Yeah, hey, I like that. So, yeah, we're going to be giving away a free game to somebody.
Loading. We don't load anymore. We're next gen, baby.
That's right. Yeah, SSD. This is powered by. Actually, this is powered by some funny. Switch shit is fucking slow. There we go. Now the quality is kind of disgusting. What are you gonna do? Anyway, fuck it. Let's do it. Spin that shit. Let's go.
We throw that shit.
Throw it. These games, right? You know, these nuts can't win again, man. He already won a fucking console from us. All right, the winner is Phantom Bash. Oh shit.
Oh wow!
Phantom Vash.
Hey, Phantom Vash.
That's a good name to hear.
Yeah, Phantom Vash. That motherfucker's been a throwdown fan since day one.
So wait, what did he win now?
He won a free PlayStation. That's a Freudian slip right there. But I know a free next gen game. But he's probably gonna want a PlayStation. But I already got him covered. But that's good. Phantom Vash. Yo, I gotta reach out to him then. Good. Yo, by the way, and Manny, can you please reiterate the new rule, man, when it comes to the contest as far as, like, you know, when to get back to us?
Well, the thing is, you have 24 hours to get back to us because we ain't chasing motherfuckers down to give you free shit.
You know?
So, yeah, so as soon as you have 24 hours, which is essentially when the throwdown premieres on the YouTube channel. So in that time frame, you know, you got to reply, and if you don't, we re-roll on the following episode.
You guys obviously are going to, like, tag and actually reach out to them at least once, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes, we're going to obviously reach out. Like, we've done, you know, with a few of the other ones, we did multiple contacts, but it did take a while for them to finally actually get back to us, which, if you're not paying attention, you know, you only have 24 hours, so... Next episode, throw down your questions. We re-roll.
Which is surprising because I know I've entered contest stuff, and usually I keep track. I was like, did I win? Who won? You know, I don't. It's odd.
But Adam, ever since you've been on Throwdown, you've noticed this too. Sometimes guys don't claim their prizes. It's weird. Yeah,
That is true.
Yeah. All right, and after we do the unboxing, I'm going to give away a free code for 14 days of free Xbox Game Pass. I'm just going to drop it into the chat and let you guys have it. First come, first serve, you know?
Also, we're not going to apparently last time we did the giveaway on Throw It On Your Questions, this is why we're doing this. The person who did on last time on Throw It On Your Questions did not claim the prize that we had for them. So we're going to do it again. I'm probably not going to do it on this episode because we already did a wheel this episode. We're going to re-roll for the poster and the art book and all that other stuff on Throw It On Your Questions.
Yeah. See, Adam, it's another instance. Nobody claimed your shit, you know?
Yeah.
I wish we were qualified for this shit.
Yeah, right?
Very weird.
All right, for you guys in the chat, I'm going to disable some of the graphics right now because I want a nice, clean thing for this. All right, we're going to do
a live performance mode, right?
Yeah. We're going to do a live unboxing of the Xbox Series X, provided by Brett. And Brett, these are just your raw, reactions. So have at it, my friend. Let's do this.
All right. Let's see if I can get a little bit better angle here for what we're seeing. All right. So we got us here.
Oh shit!
Xbox Series X.
X gonna give it to you, all right? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Brett, show us the whole box too, the back too, and everything.
Of course.
I really hope you have
there's a side. You get to see the CPU power, and there's Master Chief. You know, Power Your Dreams.
That was that plan didn't happen. Power Your
Dreams next year when it comes.
There's a controller. Dope. All right, let's get to the good stuff, man.
Yeah, let's see. Where does this...
This is what I like about unboxing. Now I understand why people like unboxing. I'm watching this shit with anticipation right now.
All right. Oh, by the way, that one opens up is actually really nice.
Yeah, don't spoil it for Brett. Xbox. Yeah, don't spoil it for Brett. Yeah, we want him to be surprised.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where I'm supposed to actually open it from.
Yeah, because there's something like a little tape, right?
There's just a little bit of tape right here.
Yeah, that's what it is.
There's like a slip case on top of it.
There's a little troll inside who jumps out and goes, ta-da!
But Brett, I bet you could already tell there's a more premium package within the PlayStation, even without opening it. You could already tell, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's not much of a competition, to be honest. I fucking ripped that shit by accident. Like, Brett, when I was telling you, like, oh, yeah, the cardboard, I hesitated to even call it cardboard because it was paper, basically.
Yeah, it was, like, very, very thin cardboard.
Yeah, or thick paper,
Like, I think in regards to all of the packaging, in comparison to the PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 2, and 1, this PlayStation 5 is definitely like the least quality. Yeah.
It is really disappointing. I usually keep my PlayStation box. I threw that shit out instantly. I was like, fuck.
I still have it here, but I don't know what I'm going to do with this motherfucker.
Hold on, Brett's having a stroke. How much tape is that? Here we go. The money shot.
Yeah, this is it.
Here we go.
Check that out.
Check that out.
Look at that.
Oh, damn. Oh, look at that shit.
Look at that.
Oh, that's some fucking fancy shit.
It's like, it's like Microsoft is actually handing you a present, right?
Yeah. Wow. That's achievement unlocked.
That's arguably one of the best like packaging for a console.
Hold on, Brett. How's the smell though, man?
Ah, here we go. Oh god. It smells like
and now Brett is high.
Smells like the first time I was playing Halo in a basement. Ah, oh, it's fucking beautiful.
He's high on that next gen, baby.
You know?
Oh, dude,
isn't that the shit right there,
dude?
Man?
This is beautiful. This is actually, I'm real impressed by this, man. Like, I picked up my PlayStation box for the first time. The handle tore off. This is a whole different thing, man. That's nice.
It's a nice box. You can use that box to store something else,
dude. I'm gonna use this box anytime I have to take the PlayStation anywhere. This is a fantastic fucking box. It's simple. The Xbox just fucking slides in. I don't have to unpack and repack a bunch of stuff. This is great.
Yeah. It's not like you're giving birth to a fucking horse.
and then it has a nice looking wrapping on it.
Giving horse to a pony.
Yeah, yo. Oh my god, yo, Tony. Oh my god, what the. Yo, you're so right. They made when it came to unpackaging the PlayStation 5, they wanted you to experience how it would feel to give birth to a pony.
Damn. It feels like it.
It literally feels like you're sticking your hand into an ass of a pony.
Oh, hold on. Oh, hold on. Brett, what's going on? Okay, so you got it on.
He's unwrapping it. He's unwrapping it.
You got to take it off.
Got it on backwards, upside down. Brett, there's going to be a lot of smudges on your console, just so you know. The mat is like, you know, the finish.
Oh, I'm gonna wipe it down once I get it into place. Anyway.
Oh, look at that sexy. Look how sexy that thing is.
This thing,
Brett, take it in, man. Take it all in, man. Take it all in.
Is fucking beautiful. This is it is not nearly as big as I thought it was going to be.
I told you.
Isn't that like the opposite of PlayStation? This is bigger than I thought.
Yeah,
PlayStation. That's cool. Damn.
Yeah, it feels incredibly heavy and solid.
Yes.
Like, you know, inch for inch, way more dense. Like, this feels like the OG Xbox.
Yeah.
You remember, like, when you pick that thing up, you're like, I could beat a hobo to death with this thing. This kind of gives me that feeling, so watch out, hobos.
Yeah, man, fuck them up,
dude. It's minimalist, but in the right way. Not like a fancy art kind of way, in the I'm here to do a job kind of way. I mean, just right off the bat, just kind of looking at this thing, it really gives you the impression that it's here to do a job.
Yes.
If that makes any sense.
Yes, utilitarian, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's what reminds me of the OG Xbox. I get a lot of strong OG Xbox vibes. Is, you know, it feels like something dedicated towards games and gaming. And that's, it's no bullshit, just that. Which is, you know, pretty far departure of where they were last gen. And honestly, that's something I like to see. I mean, that's pretty much what I could ask for. It's
Yeah, it doesn't have superfluous anything. It does everything that a console is supposed to do. You know, it's not complicated.
It's just one big button, right? That was it, just a glowy. I think there may be a pairing button.
Yeah, bring it into the frame if you can, Brett. If you can, do a little bit into the frame.
Yeah, here we go.
And then obviously, after this, I want your thoughts on that controller, you know?
Okay, so there's just the one button here.
Yeah.
And it's going to get smudgy. Although not as smudgy as a lot of people say. Like, I was expecting it to be worse than other matte black consoles. Yeah, it's not. It's fine.
Big
button. You got the disc tray.
Yes. But he already did it.
No fucking around. On the back here, you have two USBs,
HDMI,
internet, HDMI,
and there's the expansion
storage too, expansion. Right. Yeah, those little storage expansions there. This is just no bullshit, man.
That's it. Brett, you notice how many vents it has on it? They really don't want that thing to overheat. And I'm telling you right now, somebody who's played on it for many hours, that thing just gets warm. It doesn't get hot at all, man.
I don't know why they didn't do this before. Before they're, you know, every time you see a console trying to circulate heat in a box horizontally, heat has a tendency to rise. So, I mean, it's pretty simple, man. You put input on the bottom, outtake on the top, and you're good.
Yeah.
You're just flowing air through it, which is cooling the machine. It's what it's supposed to do.
I think it's because a lot of people put their consoles in entertainment units and have little cubby holes, and then the air doesn't really circulate there.
No, I don't. Fuck, I don't subscribe to that shit.
I don't either.
No, but a lot of people do like it, and it depends if you care or not. Like, you can set it on its side too. Obviously, yeah, it has a little feet on the.
Yeah, Brett, do you want to set it to the side? I want to get your thoughts on it.
It's got the little feet on the side, so drop it on its side. It is very compact. I mean, I don't think this thing's going to fit in a cubby. Obviously, that's not a thing that's going to happen. But
it looks great vertical.
It really does. It looks great like this, and it's got a small footprint.
Oh shit!
I think that's important.
Brett, I didn't realize this. Turn this around. There's actually a handle in the back, like or a place you could put your fingers inside if you need to carry it.
Whoa, wait.
Yeah, look, you see it right there.
Here?
Oh, I see that. Is that it?
Is that it, or is that something else?
He can't fit
that is.
What is that for? Is that a handle? Okay, I thought it was a handle.
That's not a handle.
It's like motherfucking extra exhaust.
I thought it was a handle. Like, damn, this shit is portable too. Fuck.
You remember the handle thing? It's like a GameCube has a little handle on it.
Yeah. GameCube. Yeah, that's. I like that. It actually feels good to hold. Like, I should probably not carry it around as much as I am, but I really want to. It feels solid.
Brett, trust me, you did a way better job handling it than I did. If you saw my fucking, I'm fucking throwing that shit around. I was drunk, by the way. You know how it is, man. But yeah, I want to get your thoughts on this controller right now, bro.
All my accessories pop to the top. Look at that. Like, you can. There's just.
What else is in there, Brett? What else is in there?
Let's see.
There's a real unboxing right now, man.
What the fuck, yeah, man?
That's the controller.
You got separated compartments.
Very nice.
Honestly, this box is built to store your Xbox and take it with you.
I agree.
I'm really getting that impression. This is not trash. And to me,
it's a cool box.
It's not just a cool box. I think a lot of people forget that, you know, part of recycling is reusing, right? Like this. There's not a lot of trash in here because this box isn't trash. It's a different take on box. It. What's that?
Xbox.
It's an Xbox.
It's an Xbox. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing I noticed that I think a lot of companies don't do anymore, and this is an example of something that's they're doing presentation, where you actually put something out that is obviously it is a box. But also putting it out in a fashion that when you open it, it's an experience. And both the Xbox Series X and the controllers have very similar sort of things, where essentially you don't just rip open the thing and pull it out. You actually have to open it up, and it has it there for you on display.
Yeah, it's that was honestly I can't think of any time I've opened a console to that warm of a welcome. That's really dope, and I am excited. You know, I don't need to worry about stuffing this in a backpack or anything. It's got all the compartments. Whole thing lifts out for easy loading and carrying. I mean, the bottom half of this compartment isn't anything. It's just there to sit staggered and pretty and keep everything separate.
Nice.
A lot of nice attention to detail.
Now we know how Danny was able to lug that shit around Manhattan. He had this whole thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you just drop your cords in here, your controller in here. This here, I mean, this is a solid amount of foam. I mean, you can see this thing, wherever. Oh, here it is. You can see right here, this thing took a good drop.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
At some point, but it didn't phase. Didn't phase anything, clearly.
The controller. Ooh, here we go. The money shot. Yeah, what do you think of it? The feel, right. Man. How's the feel to you?
I like that. It's kind of got these micro dot tactile kind of grips on the back that they don't feel like sand. They kind of feel like sand in a non-abrasive way. If that makes any sense. That's a really nice feel. Almost like a gun grip, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Like military gun grips. That's a good feel. The D-pad is nice and clicky.
Yeah, dude, the D-pad is changed.
Ooh, always changing that D-pad.
It's nice. And man, I'll be honest, I have no idea why, but the joystick on Xbox controllers just feels more intuitive to me. Which was weird, because, you know, they're just cockeyed, but I don't know, man. The best I can ever describe is it always feels like I want to hold my controller at an angle anyway because I'm accessing these buttons so much more. And I kind of almost have a harder grip on this side, whereas this is the side that kind of bounces out. So, you know, the way that you pressure, you know, the places you put your hand on a controller, the pressure that you use kind of dictates how you hold it. I don't know, man. Just having that down there, I like it. But the D-pad, D-pad's really impressive. Other than that, so we got some share.
We got that. We finally got the share button. That middle button, that you see how there's three buttons there? That one in the middle, that was never there in the Xbox One controller.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
I would say I'm not sure what any of these do.
Yeah.
But, it, you know, I'm assuming one of them does kind of what the middle button on a PlayStation controller does.
Yeah. The one on the far left, that's the
middle button. Right here.
Yeah.
Cool. I mean, it's also, man, it's smaller. These things keep getting smaller and smaller. I kind of miss the Duke, but it actually, you know what? This thing feels, you know, from here to here, it feels wider than I swear Xbox did. I mean, it feels different. The dimensions of it actually kind of give me a little bit of a Duke-ish feel. Mm. In the sense that my hands aren't turned in like this. They're kind of a little, you know, a little bit more parallel.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons that, you know, it puts all the pressure right here where your hand sits in the middle of your palm. It's a nice feel. I really like that. The new PlayStation has a surprisingly comfortable controller, too. Like, you look at it and you're just like, yeah, it's a little more pointy. And then you hold it and you're like, oh, well, that's nice. And that's how you should be designing these things, is for how they feel in your hand, not how they look. You're not going to be looking at them. Doesn't fucking matter.
There you go, man. Yeah. For what are your overall thoughts on just unboxing it and all that?
Man, I'm getting more and more convinced that Microsoft is just genuinely trying hard. That's the impression I'm really getting, that they're trying hard. They genuinely want to, you know, have this work. They're doing all the right things. They're, you know, making more consoles. They're worrying about how they're perceived. They're trying to connect directly with their consumers. I feel like there's a lot more love in this, both, you know, for the customer and pride. Like, there's a lot of pride in here. Somebody's very pleased with what they've managed to put together, and I think that's fucking accurate. They should be proud of this. This thing is it's dope. It's kind of what I was. This is like the optimal version of what I was hoping a Steam Box would be.
Hmm.
Just for.
Yeah. This example is cool. Now we're doing the reverse unboxing. We're putting that shit back. There you go.
Boom.
Oh, that's fucking nice, man.
And now I'm ready to go. That's fucking dope, man.
Yeah.
Not only is it an amazing presentation, but it's a reusable packaging. Because, man, I know that doesn't matter to a lot of people, but a lot of people forget how some of the other side lives. You know, there's a, you know, in your 20s, especially, man, you're popping around from apartment to apartment. You move every, like, 2 fucking years. I mean, maybe not for you New York guys, but, you know, outside of there, people are real fucking mobile in their 20s, man. Like, I know very few people who have lived more than, say, like, 3 years at any given address. You probably move 5-6 times before you manage to settle down sometimes where you actually end up, so. You think you're not going to be carting this thing around with you. You are. And part of the reason we don't cart them around is because they're huge and unwieldy. This is actually, even the box, man, that's not too big. You know, you're not going to carry it on the train, but you'll throw it in your car, drive over to buddy's house. Sure.
There you go, so, man.
Overall, pretty impressed by the amount of effort they're putting in. I can't tell you if that effort has succeeded, but I can tell you that I like the amount of, chutzpah they're putting in so far.
Awesome. All right, dude, thank you for that, man. That was amazing. So there you go, people. There you go. All right, now back to our regularly scheduled program. Actually, that was just a good place for me to edit this thing. Brett, I do want to show you something, though. Let me just get everything back together. Because I did an unboxing of the Shock Blue controller, right? Which I've been showing all night. But I want to show you the box, right? This is just a regular controller, right? Kind of. Look at this shit. It fucking opens up like this, too. It's like that. It's fucking crazy, you know?
It puts it on display.
Yeah, it presents it to you.
Yeah, I presented it to you, so that's where the controller was like, dude, it's dope. The PlayStation box, I threw that shit out. I was like, what the fuck do I need this thing for? It's a waste of time, you know?
Fun fact, they got that from the Steam controller. It does the exact same thing, but it has like a sleeve on top. So you open it like a clamshell, and the controller is just there in the center, encased in the plastic thingamajig.
There you go, man. All right, so any last thoughts on the next gen in general, the consoles that we got?
I'm looking forward to this next gen. And last gen was actually the first gen where I was there day one and there for the last day for it. Like, the entire thing. Like, PS3, I got it, what, in like 2008? So that was like 2 years after the PS3 came out. And same thing with the gen before that and the gen before that. I just was never there for the beginning. So... yeah, it's the first time being there for the entire generation.
There you go, and now you're ready for current gen. Actually, here's my other question to you guys. When do we officially start calling it current gen? Because we're going to be...
Now.
Now?
Now. Yeah, now.
Yeah,
as today. Well, yesterday I would say was not considering, it's midnight over here. The day the Xbox Series X came out was officially the first day of, the
current new gen. Yeah.
Yeah,
because the reason I said it is because people are still going to be calling it next gen for a while.
As they shouldn't, really shouldn't, but it is.
I'm a little more lenient on it. I say up until the end of February. Then you got to just get with the program. It's like, it's current gen now, guys.
You can still call it new gen.
Yeah.
I mean, it can take a while to settle in. So, yeah, like, it is the new gen. Like, current's going to be hard because there will still be concurrent systems.
That's right, yeah.
So it's not that it's not current. It is current. But there is a new one, and there is a one keeps up.
I'm also say this: it's fucking hilarious in regards to this, like, next
gen. Keep it real,
because in the last update for PlayStation 4, they did a decent amount of changes, and one of the changes that they did was something that was present on the phone app for a while.
That PlayStation, I hear that shit in the background, man.
And
I'm just moving save files.
Nice.
Of course you are. And then in regards to the phone app, when you check your friends list and you see them playing a game on the phone app now, it would show a little PlayStation 4 icon. But when you're on the console, it will just show the words PS4. In the last update of PlayStation 4, they changed it so that the consoles show the little PlayStation 4 console icon instead of just the words PS4. And I was telling my friends, like, you know why they did this, right? Why they changed to, like, the phone app.
It's to get motherfuckers jealous. That's why, man.
It's to get people who get the next console, they'll see a little PlayStation 5. Yeah. And the people who have PlayStation 4 will see PlayStation 4. If you go through your friends list right now, if you see the people playing PlayStation 5, they got the PlayStation 5 icon.
Mm-hmm. I started noticing that last night because people in Australia and New Zealand, they got their joints first. So mm-hmm. I was already saying, shout out to Tumeke. He's in the chat right now. I saw him playing this shit. I'm like, oh, shit. By the way, my man, he hits me up at like 1 a.m. On Twitter. He's like, Tony, did you get yours yet? I'm like, bro, it's 1 a.m. here. I ain't get shit yet, because he was already playing his for hours,
Yeah. I just find it funny that Sony is deciding to like separate the cool kids from the old gen people.
When I was wondering, though, was does the PlayStation 3 show up in that little shit too? Like, if somebody's running a PS3, does it show a little PS3 on there now?
Like I said, on the phone app, the phone app has been showing the console icons for years now. They showed the Vita icon, they showed the PS3 Slim icon, and the PS4 icon. They showed them. But on the when you checked it on the console, it only showed the words. And yeah, I was like, they finally changed it over where it's showing the icons now because they want PS5 to have a little cool icon and everybody see it now.
I caught it.
I caught it as soon as they changed it over. And like I was saying, when I was in the chat earlier, you know, obviously you can be in a party chat with PS4 people still, just like how the Vita could be in chat with PS4 people. Some of the things we noticed was that firstly, when it comes to share play on PS5, you cannot, people on the PS4, if you start up a share play in a party with your PS5, people in PS4 won't even get the notification that you started up a share play. They are not allowed to join your share play. They don't even know it exists. And that's the case with, you know, obviously with PS5 games, but also PS4 games. If I start up a share play of a PS4 game on my PS5, if someone's in the party on a PS4, they don't even see that share play exists. And my friend on his PS4 is like, this is bullshit. I want to watch you play some PS5 games. And then my other friend with a PS5 was like, I can't hear you. I'm in next gen, baby. Like,
geez. You know what? It's funny because I don't think they should be locking that down, because if they want to really start selling people on those things,
advertise.
Get the share play to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, one of the cool things I did see about this new version of SharePlay, obviously we know about the picture-in-picture thing, right? You know, you can like pin it to the side or put it to the bottom of your screen while you still play your game and see the SharePlay going on at the side. That's cool and all. But one thing that I wanted them to do, and they did, was the fact that you can have more than one SharePlay going in one chat room. Because you know how previous four. If Manny starts up a share play in the party chat, he can start it up, and only one person can join that. On PS5, more than one person can start up the share play, and more than one person can join that share play.
Rico, I don't know if you did. You answer this already? Can I do a share play? Because I know you're doing the back and forth. Can I do a share play? Let's say I'm on the PS5 to my buddy on the PS4. Can he watch?
Confirmed that you can't do that.
Yeah,
one of my friends was telling me, he's like, "Oh, I try to do this, I can't do it." So there you go, Adam.
Let's
say if a PS4 guy was doing a shit, can I jump in?
Oh, if the PS4 guy's doing, I don't know, but the other way around doesn't work. This is my theory, because you notice whenever you do a share play, even if you don't download the entire game, but a piece of the game goes onto your system, right? Like, say for example, Adam, you know, if you were playing FIFA or something, right? Let's just say I'm watching you play FIFA, right? When I go to my start screen, FIFA will be on my dashboard.
Oh, it'll try to tell you. That's it.
But obviously you can't have a PS5 game on a PS4. It doesn't work like that, you know? But I want to know the other way around. That's a good question.
Yeah, and I'm going to try it after this. I'll try it with my brother. But here's the other thing then. What if it's not a PS5 game? If, let's say, I'm just...
What if it's a PS4 game?
Yeah, it's just a PS4 game. That's on a good PS5. Question.
Hey, give it a shot.
I'll try that.
Adam, you're a reporter right now, man. Investigate, bro. You know?
Put on that press hat. Put on that press hat.
And you already got the hat on. You just got to put it like a feather in or something, you know?
Can anybody hear me?
I hear you perfectly, man. You've been talking this whole time, but I've been talking to Adam, man. Don't cut me off, motherfucker.
Okay, no. I was like, what the fuck? I could have swore I already said that we tried that.
Yeah, he did.
We did. We then had to give my. I'm just louder than you, Rico. My bad.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. No, I was just like, I share played a PS4 game on my PS5, and it still didn't work.
Ah, okay. So gotcha. You
can't even... Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Did you jump into somebody's share play that was on PS4 from your PS5? Did that work? Did you try that part?
No, I didn't try. My friend, I want to see if that works. If he starts up a share play on his PS4 and we're in a party and I'm on my PS5, will I be able to see it? I doubt it, but we haven't tried it.
Yeah. Riku, I have a potentially dumb question. Go ahead, Adam.
If I see you party, I'm going to start jumping in his parties, because if you got all these people, I want to see what that looks like if we start seeing all these different screens of everybody playing different shit and talking and stuff, you know?
It definitely felt like, and I said this when they changed it on the PS4's firmware, you know, in regards to all of these party chat room changes, they were definitely trying to replicate Discord, because that's one thing everybody has been saying at the end of this generation. They've been moving away from PlayStation Party Chats and using Discord. Discord is like the main chat thing that and everyone's like, yeah, they should bring Discord to PlayStation. And right now, I still think PlayStation's in the mindset of, we don't want, you know, we don't want competition on our, like, obviously, other than like Netflix and all of that stuff, video related shit. But in regards to, like, you know, maybe in the future, Game Pass may come, or Discord. But like right now, I feel like they don't want those things on there if they can have something, their own version of it on there as well. And this whole party chat changing it, a lot of the changes were to replicate what Discord has right now. So this whole having multiple share plays being able to run in the same party chat, that's Discord. Like how you can share screen on Discord and multiple people can like have a, you know, have their game being streamed in a Discord.
Is there still 16 people that we can have in there?
I think it's more. We don't know it anymore. Some people are like, you can have almost 100 in a party.
Yeah, there you go. Because I want to start doing My Name is Mayo tutorials on the platform. So I can just say,
Yeah.
Like, what do you guys do? Just keep watching.
Join the PlayStation replica of Discord.
I don't see how to get the platinum. And my name is
saying that the party limit is 100.
Damn, can you imagine that? How loud?
That's like a fucking lunchroom right there.
I do not want to be. Bro, I think the highest chat room I've been in was fucking 18. That was
big. I popped in that chat one time. I was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, there's all these people talking. And it was like, oh, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, I could not imagine no damn 100 chat room party, but. Yeah, they're just trying to replicate Discord. All of these updates were to compete with Discord instead of giving us Discord itself.
Call it P-Cord.
Station Cord, man.
What I was surprised is that the Xbox, they didn't have their own version of SharePlay. I really assumed, I was like, well, you got Skype and all these other things. Just figure out a way to integrate that into the OS.
And they recently got Remote Play, right?
Yes, they have a version of Remote Play. They had it on consoles for a long time, but yeah, now they have it on the mobile. But yeah, I'm surprised. I was like, shit, still no type of shared play system on it.
Yeah,
but they do have Remote Play on the 4 though, so you can do Remote Play from your 5 to your 4.
Yeah, I mean, we all know Sony's been doing play since the PlayStation Portable to PS3 days, so.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Hey, can you play your PlayStation 5 on your Vita?
As far as I heard, you cannot.
What?
Yeah, as far as I heard, the PlayStation 5 has no fucking clue what a Vita is. Oh. In no way, shape, or form. Not Remote Play, not connecting it. Like, you remember the PS4 didn't know what the fuck a Vita was when you connected with the cable.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the fuck it is if you try to wirelessly connect to it. They're like, what the fuck is that?
That shit is crazy. All right, I think that's pretty much going to do it for us, man. By the way, I gave away the code while you guys were chatting and stuff, so hopefully one of you guys picked it up. You know, we shall see about that. Again, remember, we have another contest next week for Throwdown, episode 311. Same deal, head over to our Twitter, at Throwdown Show. Should be a pinned tweet. Reply to it, and you're good to go, you know. And again, remember, if you do, here's the thing, with Fan of Ash, I don't got to worry about him. He's going to respond to me. But in general, if you win, respond within 24 hours or we're going to re-roll, you know. You already know how that is, man. Riku, man, thank you for being on. Do you want to plug anything before we head out tonight?
I mean, I am a part of a bi, like, weekly or tri-weekly podcast called the HPMP podcast, the JRPG podcast. We're over there. We talk about all the JRPGs. I am
How about Yakuza, man? What's up?
Yakuza 7. That's
nice. Cool game.
Things about that. I also heard it's a kind of a tad bit easy. You might want to turn that difficulty up, Adam.
It's just fun. I like the story. Yeah, no, it is pretty easy. It's fun.
I'm here for the story. All right, man.
Yeah, I like the story.
Point is,
sorry.
We got a JRPG podcast over there. I'm currently doing a giveaway for Trails of Cold Steel 4 limited edition, $100 value. Has a whole bunch of goodies in it. If you want to see how to enter it, it's pinned on my Twitter page at RikuSun1. So check that out if you're interested.
Awesome, awesome. All right, Manny, you have to pimp anything this week?
Not usual stuff. Make sure to keep an eye out for DC Comics because we got Nubia coming for DC Future State. I'm working with my friends Aletha Martinez and Mark Morales, which is really great. Then we got obviously Excellence is out in the wild.
Yeah, yeah.
And for all you folks wowing about your Xboxes right now, on the 16th of this month, you can get the game that I did the artwork for, Swim Sanity, for free. The 16th, nice. From the 16th to the 15th of next month. So there you go.
Good stuff.
Get on with your Swim Sanity.
Adam, man, what you got, brother?
We got another episode of WrestleCast tomorrow for Survivor Series. This is going to be a big one. This is the farewell to The Undertaker. He's saying his goodbyes. People come to say their goodbyes. That's it. He's done. And then we got another
Is he wrestling?
No. He's not wrestling. He said he's done with all that shit, and he's not doing.
Is he just going to get into a coffin, and then it's going to light on fire, and then that's it? He's gone?
I don't know, but there's a lot of wrestlers that already confirmed that they're going to be there to say goodbye to him, like friends and Savio Vega. You know, that was a movie of his. Yeah, he's showing up. He announced that he'll be there. So, yeah, it's going to be big. So we're going to talk about that. And then we have another episode of I Am Negan. That's for World Beyond, the next episode there. So, and then, of course, Fear the Walking Dead, and that'll be – later on in the week. But yeah, we got those things. So
over at Fear.
The Walking Dead. The Western, because it's a Western now. It's a Western.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it keeps changing around, as I remember.
The next spinoff is going to be in fucking space or something.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be, sci-fi zombie in space. Yeah, there you go.
I'd go with that.
Yeah, space where every franchise goes to die. All right. Except Call of Duty, because you can't kill Call of Duty. All right.
That game fucked it up though when it went to space. Remember that?
That's the only Call of Duty I'm really interested in playing, to be honest.
That Call of Duty one was pretty bad in space.
What, Advanced Warfare?
Yeah, because it has fucking mechs in it, bro.
When it went to space when they had
Titanfall.
Yeah, I did. Titanfall is good too, you know?
There you go.
Just move that save over. I'm still trying to get that platinum.
Oh, shit. All right, man, that's going to do it for us, man. So thank you for watching and listening. You can follow us on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe to us on YouTube and join the Discord. Discord is always popping, you know. You can find us on any podcast app by searching for Throwdown Show and visit throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
I know it was a little bit of quiet now because all y'all in the room got your fancy ass consoles, but I'll eventually get one.
There you go. Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Brett Murdoch.
Take a minute for Carlos's loss.
Yes. Adam Vale.
Forgot RK1-Up pinball machines are out now. If you want to pre-order the Star Wars, the Marvel, and some other bullshit one, which they still haven't told us what's on it, but those two are out there. I got my Marvel one ready, so go get it. Pre-order December. They ship in December. So.
Nice, Brian Monjoma.
Yeah, shout out to Carlos's loss,
and Riku-san-1, the only one.
Ayo, peace out, people. I hope we have a good and healthy current gen that we are in, and that the that all that fanboy bullshit is gonna stop, but it doesn't seem like it's getting any better with people shooting vape smoke into their Xbox.
I was just about to say that.
Doesn't look like it's getting any better. People are still fucking petty.
Yeah. So, don't blow vapors into your consoles, and don't hoard consoles so other motherfuckers can't buy it. Pieces of shit. That motherfucker, man. You saw that shit on Twitter. This guy had 40 consoles, man. Bullshit. Anyway, we gotta go. We're gonna go fuck this guy up. So we'll talk to you later. Peace out.
Peace out.
Fuck Sony.